Yeah, we will be doing that. Here we go. All right, let's get into this. SEN is on my favourites for text. J-Dog, says Pearl. Doesn't really suit you, Pearl, but anyway. Yes, says Junior Smithy. So there we go. Jimmy, I've got a star next to the number, the only number in my favourites folder. That's Statsy from Freshwater. Good on you, lads. Now, 457 is still looking for no men's NRL. No, it's all there. It's all there on the NRL website. I've found it. I think it was Ben. So there you go. Jimmy, I love the Dolphins. Couldn't eat a whole one, of course. Oh, Pedro the Rooster. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then no name on this one, but 780 says Hong Kong Sevens. Yeah, Hong Kong Sevens is a promotion, isn't it, of the game of rugby union, or maybe the game of sevens. A fabulous weekend. I think they do the tens on the Wednesday, Thursday, and the sevens Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that is party time up there in Hong Kong. Party time now.
Time for What's Training with Coach K.
So that's what we're looking for today. We've got a promotional match that happens to be the second game in a State of Origin series over there in Perth. We've seen the one over in Los Angeles as well. And what about you, Coach K? Is there a particular sporting promotion that you've been to that sticks in your memory?
Been to one. I went to the Western Sydney Arsenal game when they came down under. And I'm an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, when was that?
2017.
17, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Arsenal won 3-1, so that was pleasing. But, yeah, I was actually involved doing some work there. So it was interesting being on the sideline and just getting an understanding of how technically gifted some of those EPL players are.
Give us an understanding of how technically gifted you were in the role that you were playing that night.
I was more starstruck. Because when you watch it on TV, when you watch the best players in the world play on TV, it's like anything. You don't get that newfound appreciation unless you actually see it close up.
Yes.
They were passing balls really long and they were putting their feet up in the air, trapping it, bringing it down to their feet right by the sideline where the out of bounds is.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal. They were so good, the Arsenal players.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you the game I wish I did go to was at Marvel Stadium when Australia, the Boomers, beat America before the World Cup.
Oh, yes.
55, I think, were there. They had seats on the floor and everyone was complaining they couldn't actually see the game being played on the court because they kind of backlogged all the seats.
That was at Marvel.
But it would have been incredible. Yeah, and we beat America and that was huge.
Yeah, right. Who was in that American side?
Jason Tatum was in the team.
Was he?
Donovan Mitchell was in the team.
Okay, all right.
So that's some stars.
That's solid. That's solid. There you go. Right, what's trending?
Yeah, let's get straight into this. You touched on it earlier, Jimmy, but Nick Kyrgios's thoughts on coaching from the stands in tennis, because the ATP look like they may legalise it, that you can coach from the stands, right?
Right.
So Patrick Mouratoglou, who's Serena Williams's coach.
He's a bit of a legend on the tennis circuit, isn't he?
Big
Patrick?
Time. Yes. Yeah, big time. So he basically tweeted that, you know, congratulations, how good's this going to be? You know, he's coached. And he said people have been doing it for ages, for years. They've been coaching their players on the stands. Nick Kyrgios jumped back. This is his exact thoughts. Completely disagree. Loses one of the only unique traits that no other sport had. The player had to figure out things on his own. That was the beauty of it. What happens if a high-profile player versus a low-ranked player who doesn't have or afford a coach?
Yes.
Which in theory makes sense.
Yes.
Right? So I agree with him there.
Yeah. And so did I. I agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Anyway. Oh, look.
I know. I'm finding it hard to agree with Nick Kyrgios, but I am. G'day to you, Trent.
My head's spinning.
The text messages all the time. Yeah,
my head's spinning about it. But one or two ways. Obviously, he's going to speak about it from his own biased perspective, being a coach. But yeah, we'll see how this plays out. But I do agree with Nick. Anyway,
okay,
fair enough. Okay. We've got the NBA draft tomorrow. The NBA draft, which is huge. So a few Aussies. Dyson Daniels, potentially Luke Travers. Usman Dieng, who played for the Breakers, he's going to get drafted too. Dyson looks like he might be ninth.
Whoa.
Which is huge.
That's what position is he?
He's a point guard.
Okay.
Point guard, shooting guard. So
can't have too many of them, can you?
We'll see how that goes. No, we've got a few. If Ben Simmons is fit and firing.
I thought you said Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I did. If he's fit and firing, you never know where,
he might
where he'll
fit.
End up. Because he
actually, even there's a question about his fitness now. Firing, he won't fire a shot.
Yeah. Well, that he won't do.
No.
That he won't do.
So if he's fit. Fit and firing.
Just say he's fit.
Just say if Ben Simmons is fit.
You never know.
And then drive a bus through the gap.
Anything's possible. But Luke Travers, he played for Perth Wildcats. He's trained with numerous NBA sides. This guy's one to watch. He may or may not get picked, but this is what he said. He basically said, you know, he's worked out with pretty much every player rated between 20 and 40.
Oh, really?
And he held his own pretty well. So he's confident in his ability.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Right.
Confident in his ability. But if you look at the mock draft, he's definitely not in the top 60 players.
Right.
But he's only 20. Like, he's 18
okay.
to 20. So,
okay.
Anyway.
He's 18 to 20.
What
is he? He's either 18 or 19 or 20.
Yeah. Well, I think he's 19.
Okay. He's 18 to 20. I'll tell you what
In that bracket.
I'll tell you what I am.
What are you?
I am 35 to 62.
Can I tell you, it makes a big difference. When you're 18 to 20, the age doesn't differ that much, Jimmy.
It does.
Oh, maybe.
It does.
Maybe become more mature with age.
Mate, ask the under 20 bloke to play in the under 18s comp. They'd smash it.
He dominated.
They'd smash it. You know what? I'm halfway watching the movie Hustle.
I haven't seen that.
On Netflix.
It's on my list.
Adam Sandler.
Good film, I've heard.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, absolutely. So there's this guy in there, and I'm like, who is that guy? Because it's like he's a scout for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm like, yeah, who is that guy? And then Adam Sandler goes, oh, g'day, Matisse.
Yeah, Matisse is in there.
Yeah.
It's star-studded with talent.
Right.
Actually.
I'm sure there's a heap of people in there, and I'm like, eh?
Juancho Hernan Gomez is the main player.
Who?
You know Juancho Hernan Gomez, the guy that's tatted up on his arm?
Yeah.
He's the main player. Now, something about they were looking for players to stand up and be the main guy, the marquee guy.
Yes.
And he put in a really good display in terms of who they were looking for. He had this really good speech. He was kind of acting on the spot when they were looking for players. I thought this guy could be the one.
And he is.
And he is. He's the main guy.
Okay.
Not very good, but anyway, as a player. But
oh, really?
Well, he's not the best barista in town, as Scotty would say. But he's not the great player.
Okay.
And just last before I go, a couple of things. Garang Kuol, if you're a football nut or soccer nut, you'd know this kid. He tore it up in the A-League. He's really, really young, and he just signed his first professional contract with the Central Coast Mariners, so he'll be there for the next two seasons. He had a couple of good touches off the bench in the youth divisions.
Right.
And he's just signed his first contract. That's absolutely huge. And
What's Howard say, 13 to 18?
No, he's about, I think he's 18. Yeah.
About.
Anyway.
Right.
Anyway. Hey, look, when you read all this stuff, they don't actually put in the exact age, all right? They just say his first professional
contract. You know what you have to do, mate?
Just Wikipedia it.
Yeah, exactly.
As you do. James Patterson, the cricketer, has confirmed he won't be playing for the Renegades this season or any team in the BBL. He's going to take a break over the Chrissy period.
Okay.
That could be the last we'll see of him.
What a good player.
He was always scary, wasn't he, when he was steaming in?
He bowled rapid, as they say.
They always say Sean Tate is the scary one.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sean Tate had the ball you couldn't see.
Oh.
He put it behind the slinger.
But Pattinson, geez, he came in with this fierce look.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we'll see him again.
Thank you, Coach K. That is What's Trending. And remember, if you are looking to buy Bitcoin, choose Australia's most trusted exchange, independentreserve.com. Jimmy, please stop referring to Emma Tonegato as a superstar. If I sat next to her on a bus, I wouldn't know her. Elton John is a superstar. Steph Curry is a superstar. Shane Warne was one. A female rugby league player is not, says Mr. Quintessential. Well, I'll say this, Mr. Quintessential. In my mind, she's a superstar. And let me tell you this, she doesn't ride the bus.